In this week's Parsha, Parsha's Mishpatim, we have part of Matan Torah. According to Rashi and to the Mechilta and to the Gemara, the last part of Parsha's Mishpatim, the part that speaks about Matan Torah, is really out of order. They say that this part of Parsha's Mishpatim, the part of Matan Torah, happened on Dalet Sivan before the Aseres HaDibros were given. So there's a lot of things that are out of order in these two Parshas, and Yusra Mishpatim and Matan Torah is split up. In fact, it's only in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Mishpatim, that we have the famous words, Nase v'nishma, that we get so much credit for, that no one but a Jew can understand, that the Goyim can't understand, how we could say, Nase, I'll do it, v'nishma, before I even know what there is. We have a story. The Gemara relates that a heretic saw that Rava was immersed in studying Halacha, and his fingers were beneath his legs. And he didn't notice because he was so engrossed in his learning, and he was squeezing them and his fingers were spurting blood. And Rava did not notice that he was bleeding because he was so engrossed in learning. And this Apikoros said to Rava, "You are an impulsive nation who gave precedence to your mouths over your ears, and you're still impulsive. You still act without thinking. You should listen first, and then if you're capable of fulfilling the commandments, only then accept them, and if you can't do them, don't accept them." Meaning he's saying this, you are still an impulsive nation, the same way you were impulsive back then when you said Nase v'nishma. Now Rava lives many, many, many years after Matan Torah, but we see that those who do not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu still look at wonder at the Jewish nation for saying Nase v'nishma. The same Gemara says that we got two crowns for saying Nase v'nishma, and we know that the Nase v'nishma is what makes us different from all the Goyim, because they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "We'll be happy to accept your Torah, perhaps. Tell us what's in it." And once they heard what was in it, they said, "No, sorry, we can't do it. Each nation for a different reason." So we look at this Nase v'nishma and we say, wow, Klal Yisrael is a special nation for being able to jump in without even knowing what they are going to accept it and accept it. If this is the way that we learn Pshat in the Chumash, in Yisrei and Mishpatim, and we say that Parshas Mishpatim is out of order, we have a big question. And the question is, why is it split? Why is Matan Torah divided by the halachas that were written in Parshas Mishpatim, all the halachas of Nezikin and the Eved Ivri? Why does this come and separate between Matan Torah? And why is it written out of order? And I'm not going to answer that question, or I'm going to go with different Mefarshim who answer the question by saying it's actually not out of order. The Ramban and Ibn Ezra disagree with Rashi, and they say these Parshias happened in the order that they were written in, meaning that there was Matan Torah, the Aseres HaDibros, and then on the very day, that very day, the day of Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down. He gives them the mitzvahs that are at the end of Parshas Yisrael, which are about Avodah Zarah and the Mizbeach not being hewn with metal, and which is connected to Shvichas Damim, and walking up on the Mizbeach on a ramp instead of stairs, which we connect to Gilui Arayos, meaning the three Averus Chamuris we talk about immediately after Matan Torah. And then we go to Ve'ele Mishpatim, which Rashi says adds to what was said before, unlike Ela, which is a new Indian and something new. So Ve'ele HaMishpatim says, and I'm connecting all these Mishpatim of Bein Adam L'Chaveri, the Mishpatim, the halachas that come between man and man, to the halachas that I just gave you, those three Averis Chamurais. And at the end of all the Psukim and Parshas Mishpatim, they turned to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, "Kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh," everything that Hashem did will do, everything that you've just told us now, all these mitzvahs that you just told us, we're going to do them. And then it says he writes a sefer, which means that he writes it all down, all these halachas that he just gave them, he wrote everything down. The next morning, he builds a mizbeach, so now we're after Matan Torah, not on Dalet Sivan, but the next morning he builds a mizbeach, he brings the karbanos, everything that's written in our parsha, and then he takes half the blood and sprinkles it on the mizbeach, and the other half he sprinkled on Klal Yisrael, and then they said, "Kol asher diber Hashem, na'aseh v'nishma," and then he went up for 40 days. Meaning that while Rashi and Chazal have all this happening, the Mizbeach and the sprinkling of the bud and the Na'aseh v'nishma happening before Matan Torah, according to the Ramban and Ibn Ezra, it actually happened the day after Matan Torah. So this answers the question of why it's out of order, but it's, they say it's not out of order, but then we have a different question. And the question is, why is there so much praise for saying Na'aseh V'Nishma? Meaning, if it was after we had already heard, in fact, it's a question what it means altogether to say we will do and hear if they've already received the Aseres HaDibrei. So what is the big praise of Klal Yisrael for saying Na'aseh V'Nishma, if they're saying it after Matan Torah? Meaning, we get rid of the question that we have on Rashi and the Mechilta on Chazal, who say that this happened out of order, and we want to know, why is it out of order? Why is it split like this? But we have a much bigger question. So what's the big deal that's made that we see that in Rava's time, they're still talking about the Na'aseh V'Nishma, that we got two crowns for saying Na'aseh V'Nishma, that we stand with pride with Na'aseh V'Nishma? What is the big deal? We heard it already. What does it even mean that we said it? And we can answer this by saying that first they said Na'aseh about what they had already heard. And then they said to Moshe, we heard what we heard, but V'Nishma, we want to hear more. It's not enough what we got. We are not like servants who are happy not to get more commandments, who are happy when the master doesn't notice them, who are happy to do the very least that they could get away with. We are people who want to hear more and more and more. And Na'aseh, we'll do everything that you said, that's good, but V'Nishma, please, Moshe Rabbeinu, when you go up there to Shammai, make sure that you get us more halachas and more mitzvahs and more Torah, because we want to do whatever more we hear, we're going to do it all, because this is why we're here. This is what we're here for. In the Sefer Berachim Chaim, it says that this midah we inherited from Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu was on the third day of his bris milah, he had every excuse to rest and to relax. But he sent his eved out to find people because he said, it's not that people need me to do chesed for them, so I want to do chesed, but me, I, Avraham Avinu, I'm not the person that I want to be if I'm not doing chesed. And when his Eved went out and he came back and he said, I can't find anyone, he said, you can't trust Avadim. And he went to look himself because he says, I want to do the mitzvah. I need to do a mitzvah. Na'aseh, it's good, we'll do whatever you told us, but V'Nishma, we want to hear more, we want to do more. It says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create man, the first man, Adam HaRishon, he created one group of malachim and he said to them, Na'aseh Adam, let's make a person. And the malachim said to him, Ribbono Shel Olam, what are these people? What are they going to do? And Hashem described human nature. So they said to Hashem, Ma enosh ki tizkerenu, ven adam ki tifkedenu. What do you need people for? It sounds like they're just going to mess things up. So Hashem outstretched his small finger amongst them, whatever it means, and he burned them with fire. And then he created a second group of malachim, and he said the same thing to them, and they responded in the same way. Ma enosh ki tizkerenu ven adam ki tifkedenu. What would be the point of making man? What is the purpose of having man? Why should you make man? And then when he created a third group of malachim, and he said, Na'aseh Adam, let's make a man, what do you think? And the malachim said, Ribbono Shel Olam, the first two groups who spoke their mind before you, what did they accomplish? You burned them. The entire world is yours. Whatever you wish to do, do. And then Hashem created Adam. When history arrived at the time of the Mabul and then the time of the Migdal Bavel, the Malachim came to Hashem and they said, we were right, I think. Didn't the first group of Malachim and the second group of Malachim say the truth, that there was no point in creating man? Look, you had to destroy your world, and then just a few years later you had to disperse your world. What would be, a few hundred years later, what would be the point of man? We were right. We, the Malachim, were right. And Hashem said to them, Va'adzikna anihu va'atseva aniyespal. I am the same person. I have made them aniyasisi va'aniyespal, aniyespal v'am. I am the one who have made you. I will carry you. I will deliver you. Meaning, having created people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I have patience and I believe that there is a point to this person, these people that I made. Who is the Zikna that we are talking about? Va'ad Zikna anihu, even until your old age. So Avraham is called a Zaken. And that's why the Medrash says that the three Malachim who came looking for Avraham, so there's one Medrash that said they all came looking like Arabs, but there's another Medrash that says that these three Malachim who came to Avraham, and Avram brought into his house, one came in looking like a bread seller, a meicher pas, somebody who sells bread. The second one came in looking like a sailor, and the third one came looking like an Arab, to represent the three parts of the world. The one who is selling bread represents the part of the world where people live, the sailor, the water, the third of the world that's water, and the Arab, the desert. Meaning what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was he sent a representation of the entire universe, the malachim that represent the universe, who administer to the entire world, to show them, this is why I created man, because this is the man who wants to do the mitzvahs. He doesn't have to do the mitzvahs, he wants to do the mitzvahs. And for a person like Avraham Avinu, it was worthwhile to create the world. And this is why I wanted to create the world and to create man, and this is why I wanted to create man. And this midah is the same midah which we got by Har Sinai. When we said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Na'aseh, good, we'll do it. But V'nishma, we want to hear more because we want to do more. We have a hint to this according to the Aruch Chaim, and this also in this week's parasha, where we talk about the Eved Ivri. And the Eved Ivri is supposed to go free after 7 years, but he has the ability to declare, I don't want to leave. He says, Ahavti es Adoni, es Ishti, es Banai, I love my master, I love my wife, I love my children who I have here with my master. I don't want to go free. And at that point, he's allowed to stay. And the Aruch Chaim says this is all a mashal. Ahavti es Adoni is a person who says, Ahavti es Adoni, I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love my master. I'm not doing mitzvahs because I have to. I'm not staying here in servitude because I have to, but because I want to. We want to be avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And es ishti is our neshama. I love my neshama, and es banai are my mitzvahs. And in that case, he gets to be an eved la'olam, like Moshe Rabbeinu is called an Eved Hashem. The greatest praise someone can be given is an Eved La'ilam. So Aruch Chaim says the whole thing is a mashal, meaning, of course, there are the practical halachas with an Eved Ivri. But what we're meant to learn from it, especially today when there's no Avadim, is that we have the ability to take ourselves and to put ourselves into the position of being an Eved, not because I have to, but because I want to, of looking for more mitzvahs, of saying, Nasa, I'll do whatever I have to do, but V'nishma, I'll do whatever I know I have to do, but V'nishma, please give me more to do, because I just want to do more. And the Imre Chaim connects us to the upcoming Yom Tov of Purim. And of course, we're benching Chodesh Adar this week. And he says that if you would take the word Eile Mishpatim, you take Eile HaMishpatim, you take the word Eile, it would be the initials, the Rosh Teves of La'ihudim Ha'isa'ara. Aleph Lamed He is La'ihudim Ha'isa'ara. Meaning, we do mitzvahs because Arzaru La Tzadik, we're good people, and good people do mitzvahs, we are tzadikim. But because it's Va'ele, so it adds an extra word. Ela is La'ihudim Ha'isa'ara. But Ve'ele, the Vav, adds the word V'simcha. So La'ihudim Ha'isa'ara would be if it just said Ela. But because it says Ve'ele, what we're saying is I'm adding the word Simcha. And the word Simcha makes all the difference in the world. Because that word Simcha says, I'm not here because I have to be here. These mitzvahs bring me joy. I want to do it. It's not because I have to, but because I want to. And this is Na'aseh V'nishma. You gave us some mitzvahs, and we'll do them, but it's not enough. We want to, and we always want to, hear more, do more, accomplish more.